This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Ballots are reaching Bozeman voters for a school district election for two Bozeman school trustee seats and two general fund levy requests. In the race between the two elementary and high school trustee seats, incumbents Kevin Black and Greg Neal both filed for re-election, and Patrick Zimney also has filed for a school board seat. The top two vote-getters will serve a term of 3 years. Voters will also consider two operating levies for school programs and staffing. One levy seeks $1.2 million each year for elementary schools, and the other $600,000 each year for high schools. Bozeman Public Schools said the combined $1.8 million request matches the annual debt payment on bonds issued in 2006 for Bozeman High School renovations. Those bonds are set to expire once they're paid off, making the overall district tax revenue change neutral, the school district said. The Bozeman School District says that some taxpayers would pay an increase because Big Sky homes and taxpayers are no longer part of the Bozeman School District. That means the cost of the new levies would be shared by fewer taxpayers. For a home valued at $600,000, the estimated net annual tax impact will be an additional $8.81 in property taxes. Since most homes are valued at far more than that amount, people can calculate their expected tax increase. An informational mailer was sent to Bozeman School District voters. Ballots must be returned to the Gallatin County Election Office by 8 p.m. on May 5th, Election Day. The school district election is an all-mail ballot election, and there's a problem with the return envelopes. The Postal Service was first to notice that something wasn't right with the ballot return envelopes in Gallatin County's 2026 school elections. When the envelopes containing the earliest returned ballots were scanned the week of April 20th by USPS, the destination came up as Poplar, Montana, a small town on the Fort Peck, Assiniboine, and Sioux Reservation, about 450 miles northeast of the elections office at the Gallatin County Courthouse in Bozeman. The pre-printed Gallatin County Election Administrator address on the envelope was correct. The barcode wasn't. Postal workers are now sorting the ballots according to the address printed on the envelopes and ignoring the barcode. It's no small matter because school elections are conducted entirely by mail, which in Gallatin County this spring involves 77,000 ballots. The barcode mix-up concerns the template envelope used by county election offices across the state. All the pertinent local information is added to the template used by the printer to produce the envelopes. In Gallatin County's case, the sample barcode on the template was not replaced with a barcode specific to Gallatin County. The template barcode is for Poplar, and it's the same barcode that's on the already printed envelopes for Gallatin County's June 2nd primary election, which features some doozy primary races for the state legislature, including the race between incumbent Republican Senator Shelley Vance and challenger Caleb Hinkle in Senate District 34, and Democrats Kelly Cordom and Becky Edwards in Senate District 32. Aside from the barcode issues on the ballot return envelopes, a more widespread challenge tripping up voters is the state's new requirement that voters write their birth year on return ballot envelopes. For voters who don't follow the new instructions, they risk having their ballot disqualified. Give Big Gallatin Valley is happening this week, and it's important for KGVM Bozeman, your Gallatin Valley community radio station. Give Big Gallatin Valley is a 24-hour online day of giving for all nonprofit organizations in the Gallatin Valley. The event starts at 6 p.m. Thursday, April 30th, through 6 p.m. Friday, May 1st. KGVM Bozeman, Gallatin Valley Community Radio, is participating in Give Big, and we hope that you will too. Please give generously. Give big to KGVM at givebiggv.org. We thank you. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.